Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky,
it's the Valentine Cast with your covered couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 24th, 2014.
And this is episode 146.
Woo!
What is going on, everybody?
Hi,
happy
everybody.
Monday.
And I would love to welcome to the show Brian and Tina Ibbett. Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What is going on?
Brian has been involved.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just for those of you who don't know Brian, then you're crazy. But Brian has been involved with Frog Pants for so many years. He has a long-running podcast called Coverville, which I adore. They did a Rihanna cover story for her birthday. It was great.
Good, yes.
Has been going on since 2004. Since then, he's contributed to podcasts such as Tired Thumbs, which I miss. Film Sack and infinitely popular The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson.
You missed Tired Thumbs. You're probably one of like two people.
Well, I guess the other person was me then.
There you go.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And Shoujo and Charlie were such great co-hosts, and Sebastian contributing. It was a lot of fun to do that. But boy, it just took so much time. And what's funny, and I'm just jumping right into talking about it.
That's all right.
The more podcasts you do, the less time you have to play video games. And so
Oh, yeah.
I was running into the situation where here's a video game show that I have nothing to contribute to because I'm working on so many podcasts.
Right. That's how I was. I was doing four podcasts a week, and two of those are gaming podcasts. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not even playing enough games. Mm-hmm. So, but I, and of course, he would not be able to do any of this, none of this without Tina.
Yes.
And Tina is his wife and partner and has also been on many episodes of Coverville with her in-depth knowledge of music for their trivia section.
Well, I don't know that I would classify myself as an in-depth trivia knowledge.
Okay. Now,
I think you'd be surprised really? At how
Tina,
well you do. Yeah.
Tina,
you do well.
You do very well. I remember listening and those questions that would come from the gentleman in Australia. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you were knocking out of park. I'm like, dang.
I don't know any of those. I'm just like, okay. It just passes over my head.
And it wasn't like trek nerd stuff. Like I'm gonna flip a thing over here and see how that goes.
How many dilithium crystals does it take to power the Enterprise or whatever?
Yeah. Right. And also on top of everything else that he does, can I say that Brian is also like the P. Diddy of Frog Pants?
Sure.
Well, no, you know what?
Yes. Explain.
Then do we say the P. Diddy of Frog Pants, or I just say the P. Diddy of Coverville? I mean, because you do a new venture. Now, how long has this been in effect, you doing producing?
For Coverville Records.
Yeah, Coverville Records.
That's true. The P. Diddy connection there. I was like, wow, P. Diddy of Frog Pants. I don't even know how to respond to that. It started with the Star Trek album that we did 2 years ago for Andrew Allen for the Smooth Federation album. And producer, you know, I do more. It's so hard to quantify what I do as a label, and I think we picked producer just because it sounded the best. I wasn't in the studio.
Right.
I wasn't listening or turning knobs as Andrew was playing and saying, all right, let's do that second part again. And let's add a little bit of this. But picking tracks saying, all right, let's do these 12 songs or let's do these covers, blah, blah, blah. And then also all the marketing and the promotion and the Kickstarter organization and all that stuff. And,
And storage.
And storage.
Right. Yeah, they store probably, a lot of stuff
producers
here.
Producers store, don't they? Like, so if you go to Jeff Lynn's house, does he have cases and cases of well, traveling Wilburys?
I know, and is it in his basement? Like, where does he put it?
So I think, I guess the best way to probably say it, you're the Vincent Herbert of...
I wonder if people know who he is.
And Vincent Herbert,
I don't know who he is. Yeah.
Vincent Herbert okay. is the manager for Lady Gaga, who's also oh, okay. married to Tamar Braxton,
who and, is oh. on the show Vincent Tamar or the Braxton Family.
Yeah, and I think he had a hand in. Sorry, folks, people probably won't like him after I say this. A little hand with Justin Bieber when he first came out.
Yeah, I think he helped. Discover.
Yeah, he helped discover Justin Bieber.
We won't hold all that against him.
No.
So being Lady Gaga's manager is probably something pretty darn crazy. So
she has a storage room.
Yes.
Where she actually stores all of her costumes everything. I mean, this huge storage room.
Yeah, her wigs are
something in her house.
She doesn't own a house. What? She lives with her mom and dad.
Really?
Are you serious?
I swear to God, yeah. I think she just got an apartment, but it's small. It's not big. But she's been living with her mom and dad up until very recently.
Wow.
That's how you save money when you're rich right there. You just live with your mom and dad, and every, $600,000 check, you just put it away.
So at what point do you think her dad stops saying, are you really going out dressed like that?
I know.
Probably never. Because if that was my daughter, I'm like, really? Yeah.
I know. She's Catholic, too, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And some of the music that we do tend to listen to and play in the background sometimes is like this one. Not Alex.
That sounds like Andrew Allen right
there. Yeah, Andrew Allen right there. I mean, it's the Mega Man thing, so... I really appreciate that you allow us to do that.
Very cool. Well, I'll tease. I can't say anything yet, but I'm going to tease that we are doing another album, obviously another Coverville Records release this year.
Ooh, nice.
And we're keeping with the geeky themes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be something that I think a lot of... Oh, what's a good way to phrase it and not give anything away?
I'm just going to go out and say it. Battlestar Galactica. Boom.
It's all Battlestar Galactica covers all the time. We're going to cover the old 70s TV theme. We're going to cover the 2000s TV theme. And then, that's about it. But no. No. It's, let's see here. Boy, anything I say, I think is going to give it away. But if you're a geek, there's going to be something on this album that you're absolutely going to love.
Even if you're not a geek.
Yeah, we have Kraith in the chat room say he wants Muppet covers.
Muppet covers?
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be
Muppet
fun.
Show?
It's not going to be Muppet covers.
No.
I know. Sorry.
That probably cost too much.
That one will leak. It's not Muppet covers.
And speaking of the chat room, let's say what's up to everybody
that's
here today.
Chat room. Looks like we have a full house. We have Diddy is in the house. And In is here. Handroid, which is Hando, correct?
Yep.
Hi, Handroid. JB Hanna, JK Grammar is here. Crather is also here. Punk Gopher. Pierre, aka Real Zovo, is here. Tondagosa and Udella is also here. Hello. Hello, everybody.
What is going on, everybody?
That is a beautiful chat room
it's
right there.
It's a wonderful chat room.
A handsome crowd is who that is.
Yes,
we
yes,
love
sir.
Them.
And, I always like saying this because the Pretty Lights Music, the guy that Scott Vincent, who allows us to use his music for our intro and outro, he's mm-hmm. actually from Colorado.
Yeah, I want to say that I met them in 2009.
Oh, yeah?
At the South Park Music Fest.
Oh,
it's a duo, right? It's It used to be.
I still think they work together, but it's mostly Derek right now
doing
a lot of the stuff that he does. So,
cool.
So yeah, he actually he was at the Grammys this year, surprisingly.
For his
latest album.
Derek
was. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, it may be like the pre-show. you know how they do the pre-Grammys, but he did get nominated.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. You know, he was wearing his red shirt and, showing his, was it cannabis in his room or what?
Oh.
He's one of those guys, Hey,
legalize.
Yep, he's from Colorado, so he can do that. So
very cool.
Well, cool. I guess, is there anything else? I guess we can go ahead and jump into a little bit of our, why are you shrugging at me, babe?
Because this is stuff that we do all the time.
All
we
right.
Just run into it.
All right.
You're like you're brand new at it.
I know. Let's go ahead and do the weekend wrap up.
Making him nervous.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, Hando, what do you mean you people?
So, we would like you all to share what you all did this weekend, and we're going to share what we did this weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember the video about the honey badger that came out, I don't know, about a few years ago?
No.
Okay. Well, the honey badger isn't actually a badger. It's a weasel.
Yeah, it's a weasel.
This is the most ferocious animal ever. I think they're in Africa.
I think it's where they were.
But they will face down lions and leopards and they don't care.
Wow.
And yeah, so I've heard about it. I don't know if I've seen the video, but I know
vicious.
The
it was like a viral thing. If you look it up, you'll
then I probably definitely. Did see it. Yeah, I think Randy Randy Deluxe may have passed that along to me because he was all over honey badgers.
Yes. Dude, I am telling you, if you had a PBS channel on your Apple TV, go look at the PBS channel. And they have the latest documentary they had on honey badgers.
It is a good documentary.
I was tripping out at these honey badgers.
Honey
man.
Badgers, they're super smart, and dude, they can get bit by a snake and they can sleep it off.
They sleep off the poison.
Oh my gosh!
They sleep off poison, and like a honey badger got in a fight with a lion and lived. It's like they're crazy.
They eat scorpions.
They eat scorpions.
Oh my gosh.
They can get stung by like 100 bees and still live.
Yeah.
It's like they're
like the cockroach of marmots.
Yeah.
Man.
Cockroach
are
vicious.
Because
they make
cockroaches don't die. Like it takes forever. Like
no, I just love that. The cockroach of marmots.
I think
that is awesome.
I think these honey badgers make it.
He is the Orville Redenbacher of skiers.
What?
I think the honey badger makes Rocket Raccoon look like a wimp.
Honey badger would mess Rocket Raccoon up to no end.
Yeah, because it was like, I mean, they're so smart. There's this guy. He kept apparently this was a honey badger that was a pet, and so he was, you know, he took it in, and he would break out of his cage, and then he put him in like this fortress, a cement fortress. He would like take a stick, take his back legs, put the stick up against the wall, and climb up the stick to get out.
So they had to take all the trees and everything out.
And then when they did that,
He did rocks. He piled up rocks to get out.
They took the rocks out. He made mud balls and stacked those up to get out.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And then he got in the house. He opened his refrigerator.
With his back legs.
Got into frozen bacon. I'm like, I don't have honey badgers.
He was just
here.
Like, you just sit there and let him eat it because.
He earned it?
Right. Not going to take it away.
Well, you can't take it away because he'll tear.
Probably tear you apart.
Yeah. He'll tear your hand up because they aren't nice.
Well, he can just get into the fridge, so why not?
Yeah.
So we recommend watching that documentary because it was so crazy.
Yeah, I want to be a honey badger. If I die and come back, I want to be one of those.
Yeah, no kidding.
And let's see, we also went maternity shopping because, you know, I need stuff because, you know, I'm getting big.
Oh.
And we went to this consignment shop called Another Time Around. It said upscale maternity. I was like, oh, crap, they're going to be so expensive, you know, because when someone says upscale, you think, you know, it's going to be. I walk in, this stuff is upscale. They have stuff from Old Navy. I'm like, how are you going to be upscale? I mean, I'm not complaining because I did get a cute jean skirt for $1 that I can't wear afterwards, but darn is cute. And then I got some canvas pants. But
It was weird because Renee had been talking to her mom.
Oh.
You know, her mom's really excited. Hey, Mom, I know you're listening.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
And she's gonna kill me for saying this. And she's really excited. She won't say it, but she's really excited.
She's so excited
for for the babies, of course. This will be her first grandkid and everything. Yeah. And, you know, so she wants to do a lot with Renee.
Yes, she wants
As much as Renee would allow her. So she told her mom that, you know, I want to go shopping with you. You know, we're going to go shopping together. And, you know, Renee's been doing a little shopping every now and then as she needs stuff. But she was going to save some time to go with mom. But Renee accidentally, I don't know if she accidentally.
I don't know. I didn't even think about it.
She told her mom that she went to another time around. And Lord, she was like, I thought we were supposed to go shopping.
I was like, we are, mom. Just because I've been one step, we can't go again. My mom is like, she turned, like, she was never one to ask about grandkids. She never asked a single one of her children.
Yeah.
She has four girls. Never even mentioned grandchildren. Soon as I got pregnant, she went to grandma mode. It was,
of course,
it was kind of cute though, because she was all like, "We're gonna do this, and we're gonna take care of him, we're gonna." I'm like, okay, it was just cute though.
Yeah, because we did their 40th anniversary.
Yes,
their 40th anniversary. We did a video for their 40th anniversary, interviewing their friends and everything.
And oh, how nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a nice party.
We had a big party.
They didn't even know about it. It
was a surprise and everything else. And so part of it was showing this video. And we cut this part out in the main video. But
we did cut it out.
But I made a second video that had everything. And one of her friends, Miss Vonda, was like, and you guys, y'all need to give her some grandbabies so that she can pass along those organizational skills to her family.
Okay, Miss. Yeah,
and mom was like, crazy. "I didn't tell her to say that. I never mentioned grandkids
because she's kept saying it. I didn't tell her. I'm like, okay, mom, we know you aren't pressuring us, so I guess I'm glad I didn't have the pressure of mom saying I want grandkids. Where are my grandkids? Because I've heard people that said it gets on their nerves,
right?
So, but yeah, so that was fun, and then it was my cousin's 17th birthday. So my mom has this thing. If it's your birthday, you get to choose what you want to eat. And everybody has a get together at the house.
It's a good rule. That's,
yeah. Love the rule.
So definitely a good rule.
So everybody, like whatever you want to eat, she'll make it. So she wanted tacos. So my mom's not used to making Mexican food, really. She's more of a home cooking kind of person. So she had to kind of get my help on the side and what to get and how to fix stuff. And I was like, that's cute because I love Mexican food. She's like, I make it all the time.
What kind of Mexican rice am I supposed to get?
I was like, just go just find a box that says Mexican rice and just buy it. I don't make it from scratch because I'm not that. I'm a little too lazy. So that was fun. Why couldn't we stay?
Why
couldn't we stay?
I was running the temperature beforehand. So yesterday morning I woke up, made breakfast. Actually, I made. Do y'all have a Bob Evans out there?
We don't, but
I've been to one.
Yeah, at another states I've been
separately.
To a Bob Evans. Yeah. Bob Evans.
Yeah. Right. Bob Evans.
So, great. Did you go for breakfast and then did you have their gravy by chance?
No. No, I haven't, but I've heard their gravy's
good. It's good. I went for dinner, but I had their breakfast.
Right. So, So I got up Sunday morning and I wanted some Bob Evans. But I also want the recipe for the gravy. And Bob Evans actually has their recipes for all their food on their site.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. So I actually made their gravy. I didn't have any biscuits, so I had gravy, toast, and eggs, right?
Gross. Sorry, what? Sorry,
so I was about halfway through eating it, and I was like, man, it's really cold in here. And I was starting to get a little achy and stuff. So I finished eating. And I think about halfway through watching the Honey Badger documentary, I said, let me go take my temperature real quick. And my temperature was at 99.9.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, that's not good. So I went and I laid down.
I made you take a nap.
Renee made me go take a nap. I slept for like an hour or two.
I have to make him get well.
I slept for like an hour.
You know, Honey Badger would just sleep that off.
I know. So that's what I had to do, right? You know, so I went and lay down for a bit. And I, about halfway through my nap, I woke up an hour later, took my temperature again. It was 101.9. So I was like, okay. And so I slept for like another hour or so, and it came back down. Renee was getting ready to go over for the birthday party. It came back down, and I felt okay. And I was like, well, I guess I can go over there. And then
I should have put my foot down, but this is where I didn't. So I was like, all right, we can go.
So I go and I keep my distance from everybody. You know, I don't want to be patient zero. So I'm staying back, you know, doing the air hugs and stuff and stay over there. And I think probably an hour of sitting there, Renee was like, go ahead and take your temperature, because I started feeling a little tired. And I took my temperature at 102.1.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, okay, Mom, okay, bye. We're going to go.
We're going to go now.
Like, there was no, of course we're going to leave. And I was like, I can't believe I allowed you to come over here. And I need to put my foot down when it comes to this house. Yeah, so, he doesn't take care of himself as much as he should.
So I came back home and relaxed and ate and went to sleep.
Took Tylenol.
Took some Tylenol.
We couldn't watch The Walking Dead. He was really sad because I made him go to bed. Because
we watched Downton Abbey first.
Instead, because...
Sorry. That's a good balance. Downton Abbey right into Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's what we usually do. We have a strategy.
So here's the reason why we do Walking Dead into...
No, Downton Abbey into Walking Dead.
I mean, Downton Abbey into Walking Dead. Downton Abbey doesn't have commercials. Mm-hmm. So we watch Downton Abbey all the way through. Then we go watch Walking Dead, which cuts...
you can fast forward.
Right. It usually cuts about 12 minutes off.
Yep.
But don't you need that downtime like that? I mean, sometimes Walking Dead... Yeah, we need comedy after
Walking Dead. Is kind of comedy sometimes, depending on who's on there.
Last week was really boring.
It was weak sauce last week. I haven't seen this week, but last week was kind of weak sauce.
Yeah, it was really boring.
And then... Jay found a video. Okay, so there's this chicken place called Dino's here in Louisville.
It's a curb store.
It's a curbside chicken store. It's in downtown, West End kind of thing.
It's the West End,
Which isn't the best area of Louisville.
It's like going to Compton.
It's like, well, it's not. It's probably not that bad.
It's not that bad.
So Jay found a video. Here, you can talk about it now.
So I found a video from our local news station. Says, you know, lady, you know, custom. What was it? Yeah, lady walks in with gun to Dino's in the middle. Well, it wasn't in the middle of the day. So basically, it was this video of this lady walking into the store, just wielding a pistol, just carelessly, and everybody in the store. There was like on the video, there was like six people, and. And four of those people looked at that lady like, what's up, yo?
Yeah, they didn't even, like, flinch. And I'm like,
and the what? Two people that were trying, that was like, oh, my God, they were trying to get away. It was, I'm not going to lie, it was white people.
Yeah. And it was, but it was, but
right,
it was,
you know, everybody's like, hey, you mind if I just pick up my order and go get out of the way? Is that cool? Can I do that?
And if it was me, I would have been running too, because I don't like going on the West End.
Yeah.
And then
love going down there.
So I put it on Facebook and I tagged my brother-in-law and my father-in-law and said, see, this is why I won't go to Dino's in the middle of the day. This is at 1:45 p.m.
This is the middle of the afternoon.
And Dad was like, I guess they should have had their chicken ready.
and I don't know. It was just so freaking funny. So,
and my brother-in-law told me yesterday that they did an interview for the owner. And the owner was doing an interview and said, we usually don't have this type of activity happen during the day.
Not during the day. But see, and when I was young, I wanted to go down to the West End all the time because that's where the boys that I liked were. And you know, and my dad wouldn't want me going down there, but of course I was defiant and I was like, everybody's not bad down there, nothing's gonna happen to me, you know. I'm like 16,
of course.
17, of course, that's the attitude. Yeah, so I was not allowed to go down there that much, and never at night. So yeah, now I kind of see why.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So
yeah, it's pretty bad. So what do you guys have going this weekend? What did y'all
We're desperately trying to watch all 9 Oscar-nominated Best Picture films the Oscars next weekend.
And I swear we are going to do it.
We are going to do it, yes.
This will be the first year we have done it.
It's so totally true.
So 12 Years a Slave is on that list, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Have y'all watched that?
Go ahead.
Have y'all watched it?
We have, yes. Yeah, the only two we have left are Philomena and Nebraska. And Nebraska comes out on video tomorrow. So, boom, we're heading over to either the Redbox or renting it on the iTunes, whatever. And then Philomena on Friday night. And then we're done.
I want to see Nebraska.
Nebraska is one of the ones I'm looking forward to the most through this whole process. Her and Nebraska are the ones I was like, all right, these are ones I'm really, really excited to see. Gravity, of course, was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Gravity.
we had the double feature on Saturday. We watched The Wolf of Wall Street in the afternoon and then rented Dallas Buyers Club in the evening. And if we were to watch a third Matthew McConaughey movie that day, I think he'd, you know, he'd claw us like Candyman. He'd like show up in our bathroom as soon as the lights are off with a hook hand. And
I know. He continually got worse and worse looking from one really? Movie to the next. It's like, skinnier, dang.
That's hilarious. And speaking of Candyman, do you know I'm stuck on that episode of Film Sack because it went off of Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
It's like really? Episode number 3 or 4. And I have a thing. It's really weird. I have to watch a movie before I see Film Sack. And
sure.
I'm no, cheap. And
I'm,
I won't buy it.
I'm the same
it.
Way.
So I'm stuck on like episode 4 of Film Sack. But think of all the Film Sacks I have in the future to watch.
Yeah.
So you've actually stopped. Like you just skip that one and move on to the next Film
what
Sack.
What is an inside joke that I
see,
missed?
See, here's, yeah, there's why.
This is my problem.
If there's an inside joke where you guys may reference a movie from before.
Then Renee, I flip out. I'm like, I missed it.
It's
over.
So, yeah.
But anyway, so.
There's only a couple of those. Like, you know, thanks to Wild Wild West, we now have the term chicken a bucket, which is any item or anything that happens in a movie that they don't explain or come back to later that seems to be pretty important. For example, in Wild Wild West, at the beginning of the movie, you see Will Smith in a water bucket in like the water tower mm-hmm. with a woman. And the water tower falls over and dumps him out, and we never see her. Like, what happened to the woman? So that's the chicken a bucket explanation.
Exactly.
See, you can always just ask also.
You could always ask, yes. I'm sure there's a wiki somewhere, too,
asking
that explains it.
Asking things is not my forte. You know I don't ask. I must experience.
So
that's awesome. I can't believe you're not going to watch all of them. That's so awesome.
I know, and I will say I've been reserved on watching 12 Years a Slave.
It was tough. Yeah. It was one I really wanted to see, and it was one that was oh my god. I mean, there were points where it's like you just want to bawl, you know, right. But you're in the middle of this theater and you know, and you just it was so depressing and so
movies
so
about slavery
heavy.
Or civil rights, they kind of get me. Mm-hmm. Really personally, so it's kind of tough.
That was my
one will get you personally for sure.
This was my second reason why I didn't want to watch it. My top reason was because what's his name played the bad guy in Serenity.
Okay, Jay has this problem. Oh, right. He can't compartmentalize people in their roles.
He
carries them over to different movies, and I'm like, you can't do that.
You know, that's just going to snowball, too. It's like it's just going to keep adding up because all these actors you like are going to – there's always going to be some movie you've seen them in. It's like, nope, I can't see a movie with him because he pushed Sandra Bullock out into space. Yeah. Forget it. I can't watch
it. Well, you know, Training Day messed me up.
Oh,
For
Denzel.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Really?
Yes,
Lord really, Brian?
Samuel L. Jackson, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. That's him, yeah.
No, the other black guy.
The other black guy. Not that one. No. Wait. The other one, not the other two.
Nah, but Denzel, because I was sitting there watching the movie, and I still love Denzel. And I knew then that he was a great actor. When I walked away from that movie, pissed off.
Oh, he was so mean
he was
in that good. One, man.
I was like...
And
oh my God!
He never plays a mean person, ever.
Right,
and he knocked it out. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I think I own that video, but I know I own Man on Fire.
So you haven't seen Flight?
Yeah, J.K. said that we need to see Flight.
Yeah, I haven't seen Flight yet. I know it's on. I think it's. Is it on Netflix or?
It might be streaming. Yeah, because it's been a year.
If it's not, we
a
need
year
to add
plus.
It.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that.
If not, we need to put it on
good.
Our wish list for what we want to see. Yeah. So,
so good.
Well, so how many movies do y'all have left before you're done?
Two.
Just two, yeah.
Two.
Philomena and
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And
right.
Philomena is the one about the... Is she trying to find her daughter?
Yes. Judi Dench trying to find her daughter. Right. And by the way, Flight is streaming on Netflix.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I have the automatic like film site. Gotta look that up right now and find out if it's streaming.
I'm actually adding to my list right now.
Got it. We actually heard about that movie on Sunday morning. That show Sunday morning, which I freaking love.
CBS.
Oh,
CBS
yeah.
Sunday morning.
I love
that's
that.
Part of our that's part of our new ritual now
for
on
Sundays,
Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Since we Since we cut cable and then got cable back,
because that lasted a week, didn't it?
Well, yeah. It lasted
cord killers and cord reattachers.
It lasted 13 days because it was like, okay, we cut it and we got the TiVo. And then we called Time Warner to see, because we heard of Comcast folks that were able to add HBO without a cable subscription so they can do HBO Go. So I called Time Warner and they were like, you know, we can give you a better deal than what you have now, which was all we had was 30 megs down and 3 megs up. They said, we'll give you 50 megs down, 5 megs up. We'll give you the starter TV plus HBO for like $30 cheaper. You know, well, no, it was $20 cheaper. And I was like, you going to give me TV as well? And it's going to be cheaper?
Wow.
So now we just pay like $99 for.
Yeah, I think you put the fear into them. I mean, I think they're probably losing a lot of customers to cutting the cord, basically. And so they're doing whatever they can to keep their customers.
Yeah, so we did that.
And now we have Comcast because Comcast bought Time Warner.
Well, I think all that stuff's supposed to happen.
Oh, well.
It still has to be approved by the FCC.
It's supposed to be approved, but. Yeah. But yeah, so no, that's awesome. So, is this the first year you all would have got done with the
first year since they've increased the playing field to 9-10 movies? Like back when it was 5 movies, piece of cake. Right. You know, we'd do that in 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
But ever since they increased the field to say, you know, we're going to just make it as big a crowd as we want, or big a set of nominations. And they had 10 one year and I think 9 for the last 2 years. And last year we came close. I think we had 8 of the 9.
Yeah, we just had a more,
which we still haven't seen.
Right.
You know, once the.
Oh, and Lincoln. We didn't see Lincoln.
Oh, until afterwards. That's right. Well, we knew what happened, though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Get shot. Get on a penny.
Spoilers.
No one. Don't look at your money.
That's right.
You know.
But that was our weekend. That and some really bad Chinese food.
Oh, yes.
Nice. What? Oh,
bad
speaking
Chinese
of Chinese food,
is not good.
Yes. There was one time you guys were talking about Chinese food and the name of restaurants. There's this one place that's right across the street from my job. Uh-huh. The name of it is Chung King Palace, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And the nickname we have it for at work is Chucking Palace.
Right. And it's
because,
true.
Because
it's
when
true
you
nickname,
go there
though.
And you come out, about 30 minutes to an hour, you're going to be chucking what you had.
That's awesome.
Haven't you been there once?
I've been there twice.
And
I was very selective what I had. Pretty much if it was deep fried, I probably ate it. But
yeah, because they can hide anything in deep fried batter, you know, any bad chicken or whatever. The one that's a few blocks away from our house is called Heaven Dragon, but we call it the Heathen Dragon.
And it's funny because we hadn't been to it. I don't know. The last time we were there, we got takeout, and that was probably
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
More than that. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, and we thought, oh, we'll just go there and we'll eat in, and this will be fun. And then it hit me pretty quickly, and then Brian's been dealing with the repercussions.
Dealing with it, yeah.
Since. Oh, man.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I think our places, there's a place right up the street.
We found a decent one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Okay. And people are actually in there eating.
We went on Chinese New Year, and all the regulars, it was a Friday, and all the regulars were coming in. And it was cool seeing some of these older couples come in and, you know, they were speaking Mandarin. Telling them Happy New Year.
Oh.
I mean, it was like,
okay.
He must have Googled that before he came in.
Yeah. But it's funny.
Well, yeah, well, cool. All right, let's go ahead and jump into some technology with a little PSA.
Technology.
All right, all you iPhone, iOS users and Mac users that are running Maverick 10.9 or iOS 7. Whatever, you need to go update your phone ASAP.
I looked at my phone this morning and I didn't see anything.
Well, you did it Sunday morning, babe.
I did it on my iPad, I thought.
I don't know.
Oh, I have to
Well, there this past weekend, Apple released a security patch for iOS devices. They have yet to release one for Maverick, where it's a situation where it's a man in the middle type deal. So if you get on a Wi-Fi where someone has network admin access, they can man in the middle your your traffic via through Safari or email, so they can steal your information. Basically, from what I understand, there was a cut and paste. There was a cut and paste error in the code that made the SSL TLS check, which is your secure socket layer, if I'm thinking correctly, has an issue on those devices.
Yeah, and I think someone found it and exploited it and told them. I think this
that's the way it usually happens. That's the way it usually happens. Yeah. But if you use Safari, if you haven't updated yet, just don't use Safari. You can use like Firefox or Chrome on your iOS device or on your Mac. Don't use Safari. Don't use the Mail app until you get upgraded.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm doing that tonight.
I'm never on a pub. Well, I'm rarely on a public network. So.
Right. So that's the thing.
I have cabin fever. I live in the basement.
Yeah. So if you're never on a public network, you know, if you're never like on Starbucks or the McDonald's AT&T Wi-Fi, you should be fine. You know, if you're somewhere connecting to your home or somewhere, you definitely should be good to go. So that's definitely, just want to get that out. I mean, it was kind of a high alert at work, but.
Of course at your work, because you all deal with PHI and stuff.
Well, the thing is, just kind of behind the curtain, we don't do email outside of a container. So we use an application called Good, which is good for enterprise. And basically, that they use their own encryption, 256-bit encryption, and that's outside of Apple. And your device has the encryption key, and the server has the encryption key, and then all the data in movement and in rest is at 256-bit encryption, so everybody's PHI was safe. So that, and I manage all that stuff at our job, so that's why I was trying. I had to tell, you know, our managers and stuff to, you know, calm down. We're good. It's the people that may be using their phones for why they, they shouldn't. They shouldn't have. Do Humana work outside of that container.
And I'm sure somebody is. Right.
Well, that's on them, and they're, you know.
They're going to get fired. No.
Well, cool.
But yeah, so do you have any tech news? Any new gadgets you may have bought or wanting to buy or anything like that?
I'm probably going to be in the market for a new computer at some point here pretty soon. I don't know if, I know you didn't hear the most recent film sec, but my computer actually shut down in the middle of it.
No.
And so, yeah. And,
that's like a new computer. What are you talking about?
This is new 3 years ago.
Oh, it's not the Air?
Oh, no. My Air is great.
The Air has shut down. Now that's bad.
Perfectly fine. But it's my desktop machine that...
it's the one you got from your grandfather?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
3 years ago. Oh, it wasn't always yours. Maybe that's...
wasn't always mine. So who knows what he put on it, what kind of videos he was surfing. Oh, I'm kidding. It's my proper English grandfather. I know that. Kid gloves.
I didn't know your grandfather was English. You're that close to the continent, huh?
Oh, yeah, that whole side of my family. I'm the first generation on both sides, actually, to be born in America. My dad's side is English. My mom's side is Hungarian. And
look
I'm
at
the first.
You're a first generation.
And aren't you first one born in America?
And you're part Jew, also, right?
That's right. I'm part Jewish.
Yes. Aren't you like a part Jewish? Hungarian Duke?
Jewish Duke. Jewish Duke is what I am.
So is the PC you'll be replacing, is that a Windows?
Or is it's a Mac. It's a big old iMac, 27-inch iMac. And I'm probably just going to replace it with another one, just a refurbished one, just because, and then I'm probably going to be looking at the same problems.
But, are you going to sell that one?
I might give it to Tristan because he's
really
been clamoring for a new computer.
Okay.
And if I'm wiping this thing and putting a new hard drive in it, who knows? Maybe that'd solve the problem.
You can buy an old iMac from 2000. Those are awesome.
Wow.
Like that was my big, deep CRT ones?
That was my first computer. It was an iMac, and it was pretty. It was the one that had colors.
You got a blue one, right?
Got a blue one.
I remember those were awesome.
So excited. Then I realized I couldn't play half of the games I wanted to. It went immediately back. This is back when they didn't have a lot of crap out for the Mac. I was like, this is BS, because I wanted to play a whole bunch of games. Uh-huh. And they weren't out for the Mac. So back it went. So if I kept it would be worth some money.
Yeah, really. That is right.
So I hope you get a great computer.
I hope so too. I just hope I get a good cheap computer.
Macs aren't cheap. I don't know what you're
saying. Yeah, I was going to say, which probably means it won't be an Apple, right?
Yeah, probably won't be an Apple.
Actually, you know, let's talk after the show. I might be able to help out with that.
Honestly. Oh, yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah, Jay might be able to.
We can talk after the show real quick. I might be able to find something. But, yeah, anyway.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And my 10-second bumper is still going.
It's way too long. Brian, please tell him that bumper is too long. I've been telling him that bumper is too long since he first played it, and he will not shave it down by like a few seconds.
I love how you know, media is not enough. Like, you have to explain. I'm talking about movies, games, books.
Yes. TV.
Media is not comic enough. Books. We have to do that. But, Jay, shut that down.
Yeah, before we get into everything, since we're in media, you know, mm-hmm. we want to take a moment of silence.
Oh, yes.
For Egon, you know, from Ghostbusters, Mr. Harold Ramis.
Ramis? Is it Ramis?
Is it Ramis? Ramis. Thank you. It's he. Brian's good at that.
I would think it was Ramis.
Well, why'd you say that then?
I was just waiting for you to see if you would say it right.
So you see how this works, right? I'm the Scott Johnson on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And Renee is Brian. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me stumble, I guess, because I learned from that, you know?
That's right. I know. And I think people would be really disappointed if Scott started pronouncing everything correctly.
I know.
I couldn't jump in on those anymore.
It'd be weird. And plus, weird. You are the type of person that learns from doing. So you learn from messing up.
Yeah.
So there you go. I bet you'll never say his name wrong again.
Right.
There you go.
All right. So moment of silence for Harold Ramis. May your ghost never be busted.
Where'd you steal that from?
Facebook, I think.
Okay. There you go.
I saw Cheesy G say that.
Yes. It was Cheesy G. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should have claimed it for yourself and be like, no. You could say, Cheesy G got it from me. That's what you could have said.
What if I said yes and Tina would be like, you know Cheesy G said that. Don't come up in here claiming that.
It would be funny.
But
anyway,
can't claim that one.
Movies by Chance. For those of you all who don't know, who are new, we draw a movie every week to watch unless we get a suggestion by a listener from our Netflix queue. We have good and bad movies on there or else it's not, you know,
fun. We have stuff like Sex Monster.
Jay put that on there.
That's because of the Film Sack movies, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. We just go out. I put the Power Rangers Christmas special out there just to have fun.
I put High School Musical on there because Renee's never seen it.
Yeah. So, but we've change the rules. We're kind of cheating because of Jay. We're cheating because of Jay. So that now we draw two movies and we choose between them. We cheat because Jay hates horror movies and he hates reading. So eventually, so this means anything with subtitles. So eventually, there's going to be nothing but horror movies and subtitles on our queue.
We're going to have
to end up watching those.
Well, what did we watch last week, though?
Last week, we watched The Croods, which is DreamWorks movie.
It was weird.
It was a little.
It was okay.
Kids would love it.
So it was good.
If I was a kid, I would like it.
It was a lot of slapstick humor, but it was like when you're watching it, you're kind of like they don't even go into once upon a time there were cavemen.
Yeah, they just kind of start off with.
They just starts off like, roar, you know,
it's kind of odd. This is a dumb thing to note. I know this, but it kept bugging me. And I kept thinking, this is not historically accurate. This is not historically accurate. Because I'm sorry, cavemen means science to me. Science means accuracy. And the Croods have zero.
And they
accuracy.
Did go with the whole Homo sapien and Neanderthal.
Kind of.
You know
they,
because
yeah.
there was the family that was Neanderthal.
Yeah.
And then there was.
The Homo sapien was a little bit more advanced, which, you know, really happened.
Yep. He was the one that had fought, you know. I guess I can't say too much.
No, I don't know. It's an old movie, and okay, whatever. There's fire in there.
Yeah.
So, but I gave it a 3, and I gave it a 3 because I don't know. They had pretend animals in the freaking movie. I don't know why I'm it was even...
Like a, it was like a whale walking the earth.
It was a whale walking in the earth. There were turtles that were flying in the sky. This is not an accurate movie by far. But it still bothered me.
But I'm it like, was weird. I mean, then...
They could have had a chance to teach science to little kids, and they missed it.
So, right. I mean, it was the was the story of, you know, the independent child and wanting, you know, to excel better. And the dad stuck in his ways type deal, you know.
A dad that wants to keep everybody safe. He doesn't want a and headstrong daughter. Very, very tropey.
So Nicolas Cage was the dad. Emma Stone was the daughter.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds plays the Homo sapien.
Cloris
Leachman was grandma.
Which, she was great. She's amazing in everything she does.
She is.
So it was interesting.
The Croods.
It was all right.
It was better than other stuff we've watched.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So what other movie for next week? Hando, thank you, but we are not going to be needing your services.
Yeah,
today.
We actually
Hando rolls for us in a while.
Yep. So we actually got an email from Gary from Switzerland.
No. Scotland.
Scotland.
They're all the same thing, right? You wrote Scotland in the notes.
Did I?
Do you have the email up?
Yeah, I'm going to read the email. Let me just read the email real quick because he says it there. He says, just thought I would drop. Hello, Jay and Renee. I just thought I would drop you guys an email as I'm loving your podcast. I was listening to TMS and the original Black fan called in again. It should happen more often. And thought I would check out your podcast. Great show, guys. I started listening only 2 weeks ago using YouTube as iTunes only gives the last 20 audio episodes. I'm loving it. I have a movie recommendation if you haven't seen it yet. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil is amazingly simple and the only horror comedy movie since Shaun of the Dead that I really enjoyed. I hope it's streaming, but I can't check as I live in Scotland and have a different Netflix from America. Anyway. Amazing show, and hope for more call-ins on TMS. Gary. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
So, we're going to be watching Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
And it is streaming, right?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Have
you seen this?
I think it's funny that different countries have different Netflix features.
It's a licensing issue. You know, it comes from the studios more than it comes from Netflix. It's like, All right, you guys are authorized to play this in. Mm-hmm. Europe, but not in U.S.
Now,
or...
people can get around that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because, like, I think one time I forgot to start recording, and, like, after the show, we usually, like, have an after-show party where I'm playing some music and stuff, and I was playing Run DMC, and I forgot to stop my video recording, so it ended up getting flagged in YouTube.
Oh,
and so, basically, no one in Germany can watch... Can watch the video.
Really?
Yeah, Germans don't like Run DMC.
Yeah,
because
we had a friend. We had a friend that lived in Germany, and she was unable to watch videos if it was, you know, it depend on who, you know, who it was. But yeah, it was very interesting. So thanks, Gary, for sending in that email. And we also got a tweet from Mo Halen, and he also suggested if we wanted to watch True Detectives.
Yes.
Which is on our list to watch.
That is on our list to watch.
With HBO Go.
I've heard so many people talk about True Detective.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, right?
Does it really?
Oh, that is
right. You know what? I don't know who it has in it, but Matthew McConaughey, he's not aging well for me. His face looks really plasticky and tight and weird.
Yeah, tight is it's like he's got thin skin stretched on some very sharp edges.
And I mean, when we saw him emaciated and looked like
Dallas
that.
Buyers Club, he looks really, really bad.
And he used to be like, now I don't see him as like the ladies guy anymore. He just looks gross. And and when he's on the red carpet, he wears the tackiest of clothing he could always wear. But anyway. I don't know. So cool. So Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Have you all seen this movie at all?
No,
No.
So
you'll have to let us know how it is.
It has an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's
wow. That's pretty good.
And I mean, with him saying that this is the only horror comedy movie since Shaun of the Dead that he's really enjoyed.
Yeah.
That says a whole lot.
Shaun of the Dead was great. I liked it.
That says a whole lot if you like that movie. So I'm looking forward to
it. It's Canadian.
Is it?
2010 Canadian horror film. It is.
There you go.
Hey.
Hey, there's going to be lots of apologizing and poutine.
Sorry. Oh,
sorry.
Sorry for killing you, zombie. Sorry.
Sorry for the swears. Sorry. Okay. We don't know what that's about.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry. We didn't mean to go there.
Okay. And so what movies have you all watched?
What
besides?
Watched?
So
let's see. Yeah. So other than.
They didn't name them, though. Leave me alone, Jay. I want to know the names. It's put them on the spot.
Let's see here. So
we've been on movie kick lately.
I totally have, yeah. Outside of Oscar stuff.
I watched the one that Nicole Spag had mentioned that had to do with women in the working world.
Oh.
It was it was the We Can Do It. Or Can We? Yeah. Can We Do It? You know,
is it a documentary?
The poster?
It's a documentary, yeah. And gosh, I wish I could tell you more about it because I've suddenly forgotten. But it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, it just kind of showed information about how women still aren't how they're still perceived in the workplace a certain way, and how they aren't taken seriously. They still don't get the same. They still aren't paid the same. For the same type of work, and often get passed over for jobs, and it's just very, very eye-opening.
Yeah, that'd be good to watch because I work in a male-dominated field, so that'll be interesting to watch. Yeah, there aren't that many female devs where I work. So,
Yeah.
Cool. Other than that, I mean, lately we've seen Seven Psychopaths, which was okay.
Oh, yeah,
I like Sam Rockwell a lot. The guy can do no wrong for me. So,
Someone recommended that, and it wasn't streaming, so right. It was really good.
It was really good. Yeah, I'd say I'd give it a, three and a half stars out of five, kind of thing.
You have Christopher Walken; he's always entertaining.
Yes,
he talked like
Christopher Walken.
Oh yeah, he's that's no affectation. That's no act. That's how Christopher Walken delivers his lines.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We rented a Charlie Sheen thing called A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan III.
Horrible.
It had so many good people in it. Like it had Jason Schwartzman from all the great Wes Anderson stuff. Bill Murray, speaking of Wes Anderson, he's in there. Aubrey Plaza, what's her face from Medium, Arquette, Patricia Arquette.
But it was it was like a story about his life, or kind of loosely based on his life. And it was horrible. I mean, his life isn't that great. And then you have a movie based on that loosely. It was bad.
Yeah.
We watched 30 minutes and
we maybe
you
put
all
in an
bailed
hour
on it. Oh man.
That's rare. That's really rare that we will stop a movie halfway through and say, I just can't watch anymore of this crap.
We bailed on, I know people, I got yelled at for this. We bailed on Clerks.
Oh, well. I can understand that. Okay. That's not for everybody.
Now, if you don't watch Clerks when it came out and you watch it now, it really doesn't hold up. If it's the first time you're really watching
it. Then we bailed on a comedy one for a Canadian Canadian comedian.
Oh.
Where he was pretty much doing.
He was doing fat jokes.
He kept doing fat jokes.
I
mean, I've heard them all before.
It's like, you gotta expand. If your whole entire routine is fat jokes, come on now.
Just right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was getting a bit much.
And then we bailed on MILF.
Bailed on MILF. That was one that we got.
I think we watched 12 minutes of that. And
that
was
the worst.
Yeah.
Wow, 12 minutes.
It was the worst.
We really got through the opening credits.
And then even sometimes when we do that, we fast forward the movie and we do the Cliff Note version. We just fast forward the movie and just kind of watch what's going on.
I try to watch all of it. It has to be really bad.
Sure.
But we couldn't even fast forward. We're just like, eh, that's enough. I don't want to see that anymore.
JK says we should watch Dogma, but I've seen Dogma, and Dogma is really good.
Dogma is really good.
We've already seen Dogma. Yeah. Such a good movie.
I mean, what movie where it gets it right about the 13th Apostle? Come
Buddy,
on.
It has Buddy Jesus in it. It's great. Right.
And Alanis Morissette is God. One thing that we saw that was really good, good recommendation, is The American with George Clooney.
That was good.
Really?
He's basically an assassin that's sent over to Italy.
Yes.
A small town in Italy, and he's having a hard time reconciling his life choices.
Ah, that's already on our list.
Oh.
Yeah. That's already on our list. I saw Clooney, and I was like, Clooney's one of my other actors. So there's Denzel Washington, mm-hmm. George Clooney, and
Liam.
Armageddon dude.
Dog. Ben Affleck?
Nope. No, the other one.
Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, thank you.
Bruce Willis. Yeah. Like, Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones was in there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
Was he
you
in
know
there
what?
Too?
You know, yeah. There were a lot of prominent actors in there.
But, JK said we should watch Flight for next week. So that's a suggestion. We're watching Flight next week.
We're watching.
Yeah. No, sorry. Not. Yeah. This not next week, but the next week.
Oh, okay.
We already have one for the next week. Speaking of Steve Buscemi, I'm kind of jumping down a bit.
No, it's fine. Portlandia.
We watched the first episode of Portlandia.
The first two episodes of Portlandia.
We never heard of it. I didn't know it was a sketch thing.
Right.
At first, I had no idea. We found out about it because we were watching Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood, and they did a special on Portlandia, talking about it and what it was, and saying that everything that they like filmed is kind of like how it is. Like, have you seen the bookshop scene?
The women's bookshop.
It's an actual bookshop, and the calendar is their calendar. Yeah. They didn't change that.
Right.
That's actually their calendar.
Yeah, and I forgot what the name of the bookstore is. It's not Woman to Woman.
It's in Your Own Words or something like that.
Yeah, like In Your Own Words or something like that.
But they were like, the people that come into the store, they're aspects of the people. Like, it's so I think what you see in the show is like what's in Portland, just expanded a bit. You know?
Right.
And I admit,
it's not too fictional.
Right.
It's based on fact.
And I try watching it with an open mind, and I try not to be like Scott, thinking that everything that he sees in Justified is in Kentucky.
Sure. Yes. What, you're saying that there's no Boyd Crowder running around and Dewey Crow doesn't have a brothel in a trailer park somewhere?
To be honest, I don't know what's going on in Kentucky.
You know what? That in the Kentucky and Louisville are like two totally different worlds.
Oh yeah, sure.
Totally.
Definitely.
You drive 40 miles outside of Louisville and it is the most rural it can be. It's so weird. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I bet you that kind of stuff does happen.
Yeah, it probably
in Kentucky.
Does.
They have traveling meth labs and everything. We hear about it on our news. We're like, yep, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been to Kentucky. We went to Lexington. My dad used to live there. Lived there for a few years and just loved it. It's such a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, but I do remember your dad saying, you know, if you get lost, you keep going down the road. Like,
the
you
doors.
Don't.
You're right.
Yeah, don't go into a driveway. Don't go up to a house. Like,
oh, gosh, I would never go up to a house. Yeah. Oh, no.
Because the thing is, Lexington is, you know, even Lexington's a little bit different than Louisville.
It's a college town.
There's two, the joke is there's two classes in Lexington. There are those that own the farms, mm-hmm. and there are those that serve the people that own the farms.
Right. And they're college people there too.
Well, but the college people are the ones that served them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
But that was good. We finished up House of Cards. Have you all finished House of Cards?
We haven't even started House of Cards.
No,
even
the first
season.
It's on
our list of things that we want to watch.
And
it'll be a good binge watch.
Kevin's
that and Homeland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Homeland either.
Yeah.
So. But Kevin Spacey is great. And when Jay first started watching the series, he was turned off.
Yeah, I was turned off by
Kevin Spacey.
Him breaking the fourth wall in the first episode.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, I mean, that's not going to be a thing that's like, oh, here he's going to break the fourth wall. Just like,
yeah,
JJ
you don't know
Renee
when it's
going to
happen. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he does it right off the bat. Anyway,
yeah.
And it's just, it took, it took me out for a minute. I was just like, I thought it was weird. I was like,
I like that kind of thing, actually. I mean, I like when Ferris Bueller does it. I like when there was something recently that we saw that was kind of like that.
Yeah. And yeah. It is good. It is very good.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
I can't wait till you guys watch it.
Oh my gosh, you have to watch it.
I
talk about it on TMS.
Oh, Wolf
in Wolf of Wall Street, yeah. DiCaprio does a lot. It spends a lot of time talking to the camera about what he does.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that. So then, it's really good. We also watched the finale of Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. It was long; it was an hour and a half long. For those of you who don't know, but it was good. I thought it was good this year. Some things happened.
Yeah, it was.
We don't do spoilers on here, but
it wasn't as exciting as previous years.
Yes, there's a lot of focus on Mary this season.
It was.
It's crazy, but I like the upstairs downstairs thing still.
Yeah,
and I love it when like Americans come over to England. It's so funny because Americans just they like show them as like these clods who don't know how to act kind of thing.
Yes,
it is so hilarious.
I love how they just think that, you know, I guess we're so barbaric.
Yeah, they think we're barbaric and crass and how we just, you know,
sure,
bring up everything right away like yeah, but anyway, it's great. So and then also on Sunday morning with Charles Allgood, Osgood, you wanted to talk about Me Versus I.
Oh yeah, I had a great grammar lesson on on Sunday with Charles Allgood.
Osgood that I kept talking through.
That Renee kept talking through because she already knew this rule.
I thought you knew it.
So I am an offender of using me versus I. I'm offender of using it incorrectly. I would say stuff like, would you like to go to the movies with Renee, Danielle, and I? And it's not supposed to be I. It's supposed to be me.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So you just take the other things out of it. So would you like to go to the movies with me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I thought you knew that, because that's a trick they teach you in elementary school.
See, here we go.
I'm just saying. They teach you the trick.
Teach you the trick in elementary school. I told you I wasn't listening. But it wasn't math, so I wasn't listening.
Yes, he was a math person, and I was an English person.
And I was really bored. I was probably talking more than likely.
Yeah, probably. But do you know, I still have to think about that, though. I think about it when I'm writing and when I'm talking, so I still have to think about it. It's not anything I do naturally.
Yeah, so, I mean.
So that's why I love Sunday morning. They do stuff like that.
Yeah, and like Mo Rocca's on there. Mo Rocca's awesome.
Oh, I love him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. So every Sunday morning we watch CBS Sunday Morning, and they have some great people on there. Like for the Oscars, they've been having the Oscar nominees and everything on there. And we're talking about the Oscar movies, and so it's so good. It's great. So that's the TV shows. Are you all constantly just watching movies, or are you watching any TV as well?
We're keeping up with a few TV shows every week. I mean, we watch the stuff we've been liking lately are things like The Blacklist and...
Oh, my God.
Orphan Black.
Loving that.
Now, have y'all watched Rake or what's The Following?
Yeah. The Following we watch.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Rake we haven't seen.
Is The Following good? I heard that The Following just, like that first episode they played, it just keeps getting worse.
But
like,
they advertised the crap out of it. That's why
the first season was fantastic. It was as good as any, you know, as a good season of 24. The second season is meandering a little bit too much, and I'm waiting for it to kind of pick back up. But,
because if it doesn't, I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, we had to watch Orphan Black. Orphan Black
is fantastic.
Canadian science fiction television series starring Tatiana Maslany as several identical women who are revealed to be clones. That's a spoiler, probably, but hey, that's in the little blurb. So
yeah,
so
you find that out pretty quickly. Yeah. I didn't realize it was Canadian. I thought it was British. But
so what?
Yeah,
because
they had
sense.
Canadian. Yep. Like yeah, there are some things in there that you pick up on that are Canadian.
That totally makes sense because
it
seems like they're
America,
according to Orphan Black, there are huge chunks of the UK where people don't have any British accents, where they speak without any accent whatsoever. So it would make sense that it's Canadian.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Like, huh? Okay. Person doesn't have an accent. Oh, that's fine. And I guess you know they're not really.
We had to find somewhere to watch it because right now we can't.
Dun, dun, dun.
We don't. BBC America is not in our starting in our
in package. Our package.
The starter package.
It's right. Not in our package. But I'm sure we can. How many seasons is it?
One season. The second season, I think, starts in April.
I was going to say.
You guys have time.
Maybe we could get it from, because we have a video store here that gets all kinds of videos from everywhere.
Oh,
Like they have, like it's a local video store that's doing great in business. You can rent a whole season for a week for like.
$4.
$4.
And that's not like season. That's not like disc one of season one. That's all season one together.
And that's so cool. So we have places like that. So that's come in handy.
Yeah, they've been in business since 1997.
Yep. Wild and Woolly Video.
Wild and Woolly Videos.
That's great.
Opened in 1997 with 300 VHS tapes and harebrained schemes.
Yes. And they have some. Not for young people videos.
Yes,
too.
Sure, you can go behind the curtain.
Yes, you can go behind the curtain.
Sometimes I just go to watch what type of people go behind the curtain. Like,
but
there's a lot of professionals that go back there. Actually,
yeah,
I see a lot of suit and ties go back there.
The suit and ties. I got your suit and tie. As far as video games, I don't know if you all know this, but we've been playing tons of Borderlands 2. Because Jay bought Borderlands 2 for two of our friends when they were having that sale for the PC on Steam. So, us and two friends created a party of straight psychos. Four psychos.
So, it's four psychos and we're all leveling together. And it is
It's
nuts.
Crazy. Have you tried the psycho class for Borderlands yet, Brian?
No. Tristan played a lot of Borderlands 2. I've never played. Well, I take that back. I played like the first, I played probably a good hour of it when we initially got it, and then Tristan just took it over.
Oh, such, the story in this one's so great, and oh, so sad. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not unless Tristan told you how everything went.
but we're not. But the psycho says random things like, I have the shiniest meat bicycle. And when he's rezzing someone, he said, you aren't going to die today. You're going to die every day.
And he's like, don't worry. It's a safe touch.
And he's like, there are psychos in the game. And now you can actually play as a psycho. So you see enemies that look like you, which is crazy.
Right. So you're sitting there, you're waiting, you're shooting, and you turn around and you see one of your cohorts. But you think it's a bad guy, and you just unload on him, but, you know, you don't kill him or anything, but...
Yeah, and the idea behind the psycho is that, like, it has some weird abilities. Like, I'm in the burn tree, so I catch on fire if I do certain abilities, but I do more damage, and I get more defense, and I'm on fire. And it's just, it's a fun class to play. We go down a lot, but it's super fun. So we're going to continue that. We're level 17 now.
It's 18.
18?
Yep.
And I'm still continuing playing Tomb Raider Underworld. Wasn't able to play the Tomb Raiders before it because the control schemes were crap. And Brian, I'm a control person.
Mm-hmm.
If the controls aren't right for me, I'm not gonna want to play.
I'm with you, totally with you, yeah.
And it's like the past Tomb Raiders, yeah, you can use your controller, but I would try to run, and if I tried to strafe, she would just stop and kind of shuffle, and I'm like, well, that's not doing it for me. So I'm on the Underworld because I love Tomb Raider.
Right,
cool.
And have you ever heard of Twitch Plays Pokemon?
No. I'm guessing it's related to Twitch TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. So what somebody did was do an emulator of the old Game Boy Pokemon Red.
The very first one.
The very first one. And he did some hacky code to where it reads the chat room chats and uses that to determine what moves to make in the game. And you can go to it now. I think it's going on right now. But and it got so bad because they got stuck on a area for like over 24 hours, I think. So they had to institute a democracy versus anarchy system to where it waits 10 seconds and then takes the aggregates what's going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, but anyway, it's crazy. So we talked about that last week and they're actually getting stuff done on there now with the new system, but they started a new one and the feed was down last I looked, but it might be up now. Twitch, it's on Twitch Plays Whatever.
Right.
But they're playing Zelda. So it's kind of the same thing. You tell them what to play in Zelda, and whatever you put in the chat is what gets done.
Yeah, so
that's really cool.
So it's really weird with Pokemon. So you'll see people doing A, B, B, left, right, down, down, you know, and it was doing that. You see the dude just running all over the place. But then, like Renee has said, they implemented the diplomacy where it was anarchy or democracy. When it's democracy, it takes an aggregate of everybody, and it does it every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And it says, okay, everybody want to do B, we go B, you know, and A. But anarchy, when it goes, when people go in and, you know, if it's more people want to do anarchy, it's when it goes with every command that's happening.
Every single command. And there were, at the most, there were how many people?
The
like
most,
100,000?
Last Thursday, when we were recording GoMad, they had almost 100,000 people watching that one stream.
Oh, wow. So you could imagine there were tons of stuff streaming by up like so. It was a circle going into menus, going out of menus, and it was hypnotizing to watch. So if you get a chance, go to Twitch Plays Pokemon.
So Brian, I have to ask.
Yes.
You know, I have a beef.
<Uh-oh>.
I have a little beef, man. And that beef is I want to talk about this one artist that you mispronounce on your show.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're going to bring up the beef? Okay, bring up.
Because the beef. I love her so much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
We're going to talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's this artist that sings Smooth Operator.
Oh, we're talking about Sade, right?
No.
It's not. Wait. Sade
is how people pronounce it now.
I would love so is that how they pronounced it? When do they pronounce it Sade?
Tina, keep talking. I'm gonna go get my proof.
Oh,
really? Oh,
I have proof.
All right. This is
No, I do remember there was a time when her name was pronounced differently, and that was in the late 80s, early 90s, and then at some point it changed and it seemed weird.
So really? Brian was actually showing everybody up with his music knowledge when he said Sade. He just proved he knows more about her than you do.
And it is right. See, that's why.
How do you pronounce it, Jay?
Sade.
Sade. Okay. And that's so, I wonder if that's how it was pronounced when she was named, which her mom was kind of crazy. If so, because it doesn't have an R. But I guess people can name their kids whatever they like. But look at see
that's why we have yeah so he went to go get an album. I'm pretty sure
I have in my hands the an original copy of from RCA Records or Portrait Records, her album Diamond Life. I'm gonna hoist it up to the camera here.
Okay.
Oh, because my All dad, right. You know what? Because my dad has this.
All right, and now I'm going to show you the spine of the album, or of the CD, I should say.
You know what? I never looked at the spine.
Tell me what that says.
It says Sade.
Right there. Right.
I never looked at the spine of the CD.
See now, I can't even talk about Brian, because Brian was pronouncing it right the whole time.
See?
That's why I asked. I was like, that's not like Brian. Brian usually pronounced things right.
I was like, Brian knows everything about music.
No, not everything. Like, I'll get wrong, the Avett brothers, I think I called them the Avett brothers, or Avett brothers or something, and Leaky Lee I might have mispronounced. There's a bunch of artists who don't look like they're pronounced or aren't pronounced the way that they look like they should be pronounced.
Huh.
So I will mess that up every once in a while. But Sade,
wow.
I'll stand behind
See,
that one.
Why didn't you mention that? That would have been awesome little piece of trivia to mention in that. And then we would have been like, oh, Brian's the man.
And then
it says it on the disc itself. Look at that.
That's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, I did not look at that. I mean, I just put the
You were too busy looking at her.
Yeah, I kind of was.
This is back in, what, is back in what, 80, 80 what?
No, it's 83, right?
Oh, I was
83 or 87?
What year did that album come out to? Look at the
let
back.
Let me see.
Or actually, you look on the disc itself. I would say 84,
85.
85. Oh, okay. Wow.
J.K. Grammer said, your beef is weak.
Yeah, my beef is weak. And see, that's what I like. I mean, because I learned from it. Hey, if I never brought that up, I'll just been, every time he plays a cover of Sade, yeah. I'd be like, damn it, Brian.
Yep.
I want to write in, but then I don't write in. You know?
Now you know.
But, and then also, I like to say, a lot of people don't know this, but I was on the first episode 00 of Was it Musically Challenged?
Oh, really? Like
oh, my gosh.
You remember that?
Yes.
It was the lost episode.
Oh, gotcha. You're right. It was one that didn't get recorded. It was the one with Scott and Randy, right?
I don't remember, but no, I remember you
going in. It was one of your buddies.
Okay. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. We
it
were
was
in
a long
apartment.
Time ago.
George. Jay was very nervous.
I was very nervous because I was like, Brian need to play... He needs to make sure he plays R&B because I don't know this rock and roll stuff.
But you actually got some stuff right.
I got some right. And then I was on that other episode. I think that was last year because we were here.
We were here?
You were doing the midday show with that one guy for the trivia.
Yes, Turn Up the Trivia. With, yes.
And yep. And who won that one?
Who won it?
Yeah, who won that? Because it was between you and I. Who won that?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That must have been you because I don't remember. Oh, it was when we had like
that's Brian's
name
defense.
10 things
I don't remember.
At the end of it, right? They were like name 10.
Yeah.
And I think it was Michael Jackson album or not Michael Jackson albums. What was it? Do you remember what the list was?
I don't, but I know it was rock and I barely guessed.
That's funny.
I guessed you were drawing the blank, man. I think you was just kind of, I don't know what's going on. You just had got through doing the morning stream. That's what I kind of said to myself. I was like, he just got through doing the morning stream. So
that's funny.
You know, he wasted all of his brain power.
Awesome. So Tina, do you play any games on consoles, PCs, iPhone, iPad?
Well, the only thing I know, I have two things that I'm doing. One is solitaire, but the other one that I'm slightly addicted to is Tiny Death Star.
Oh yeah. I played that. I did play that.
And yeah, and I was a little behind, and then I was getting to the point where I had almost all the levels completed, and so Brian had said, you know, he'd been completed for a while where he had nothing to do on it, and he's like, oh, they'll be coming out with an expansion, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I could really use a break right now, and that'd be fantastic, and I kid you not, the day that I finish it, the expansion came out, and I'm like, now I'm like stuck again, so I'm playing it, but the thing that I love the most that actually cracks me up, and Brian's like, you look at that, is the HoloNet. I swear to God, I look at the little... Like the little bittersons.
Yes, yes.
They are so like some of them are so funny. I get the giggles.
Yeah, they're super cute. Like, I think I had to quit playing that because Simpsons tapped out. They came out with their Valentine's Day update, and that you know I can only concentrate on that when they're doing
right.
The event.
Yes.
So in the Valentine's Day update, for those of you who don't know, it is over tomorrow. Last day is tomorrow to get all your hearts and to get your spins.
And have you guys played Have you guys played Threes?
Threes.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that. I just picked that up last week. I haven't even showed Tina yet, but she's going to be addicted to that now, too. No. But no, you know what? Threes is great because it satisfies some sort of little primal urge that I didn't even know I had.
With, like, really?
Mashing numbers together and,
okay, I'm not good at math. Would I still like Threes?
Well, yeah, you don't have to be good at math for Threes.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then. I'm terrible. That is not my zhish.
I'm with you.
All right, math, nah. As far as iPad games, I'm playing. I'm still hooked on Pocket Mine because I am awesome in that. I have awesome hammers and awesome cards.
Right, right.
But it's and plus I can only do 5 turns, so I don't do it. A ton. So I get to play some games now, not as much as I used to, but
yeah,
games are cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
And you guys will get a little bit of that, you know, when the twins are small, you'll have some time to play games, and then they're going to hit a certain age where it's like, oh yeah, you remember all that free time we used to have? Yeah.
I envision my free time is gone forever.
And you know, some of that too, for me, where I actually fill in that stuff, actually it's going to be from doing my Vita.
Oh yeah, right.
You know, mm-hmm. because, well, at least I hope. That's my hope, really, is I'll be able to do more mobile gaming and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've actually been enjoying my Vita a whole lot.
I need to get back into it, especially with the remote play stuff, and get back into, you know, playing games remotely from the PS4 on that thing.
Yeah,
I haven't used that feature. Maybe I should play Outlast on it. It might be less scary.
Mm.
There you go. I hear that's
Jay didn't that's get very freaky. Far.
I played about 10 minutes and I was like, okay, I'm done. Yeah, and Renee made me turn the lights off and stuff.
So. I did. I made him turn them off. I was like, dude, you're not going to play this with the lights on.
Right. Let's jump into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So, babe, you have an update for us, right?
I do. I have a Valentine's Day.
Frog pants
total update. 174 people are in the challenge. They have lost 1,202 pounds, mm-hmm. 6.9 pounds per person. Congratulations, everyone.
Way to go, everybody.
That is awesome.
I'm very proud of everybody. Is that a ton?
Almost a ton. Yep.
What is a ton? I don't.
2,000 pounds.
Thank you.
Right. Or 2,000.
Is it 2,000?
A couple hundred shy.
They're over half a ton. So I am proud of everyone. And people are still continuing to join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it.
Yep.
And there you'll find information on the challenge and the lose it group. And I will be jumping into losing weight in about 6 months. So yay me. So I'll be right on that bandwagon with everyone else. But I've learned even if I lose the weight, I still might not fit into my pre-pregnancy pants.
Right. Right.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like your feet get bigger too. It's really weird.
I heard your feet get bigger. Your hips just spread and all that stuff.
Yeah. And her doctor, her OB's like, you know, cause she has twins and stuff. She was like, by 20 weeks, you know, she said by the end of your pregnancy, I want you to have gained 40 pounds.
Yeah. I think it's 40.
40 pounds.
Yeah.
And she wants Renee to gain most of that by 20 weeks.
Right.
So, holy cow.
I mean,
20 pounds by 20 weeks, but I've actually gained 14, so I'm doing good. Some people have lost weight who are pregnant with twins. I'm like, that's scary. But so yay me. I'm getting big. My OB was excited. She was like,
you're doing great. Your stuff looks well. Your insides.
Your stuff.
Your
My cervix is nice and long. Yes. There's your TMI for the day.
Renee's cervix is very nice and long.
There you go.
And they say even when she presses down on it, it's longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, yay me. So yay. It's like a weird thing to feel proud about, but I was like, yeah, my cervix is awesome. It was like But yeah, so join the group, everybody. Everybody's doing amazing and I'm proud of.
Yeah, and we really hadn't tried any new recipes.
We really haven't, and I want to try some crock pot stuff this week.
Oh, we did. Oh, I wanted nachos last week.
Oh, Jay, yeah.
And I wanted nachos, but instead, I made like a nacho dip and put it in the oven.
It was really good. We had refried beans, and then we had ground turkey with taco seasoning, and then we had cheese. We baked that, and then we had some lettuce and sour cream and salsa and guacamole, and it was so good. And we ate it.
And the chips I had was the what's the Kuana chips?
Quinoa chips from Costco.
Yeah, quinoa.
Black sesame and quinoa and something.
Quinoa.
I never say that right. Ever. That's the one word I can
I'm gonna start just calling Brian and Tina up and asking them how to pronounce stuff, babe.
Yeah. They know how to pronounce everything. Chardet
is what those chips would be.
It's Chardet. Chardet.
Those are tortilla chips.
Yeah. Tortilla. Oh my gosh. Sometimes when we go to Chipotle here, there's we'll get behind some people that will ask for the
quesadilla.
They'll ask for the quesadilla. They'll say not Rojo.
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 I want the Rojo sauce.
The Rojo sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Some people say, I want the chicken burrito, but in a bowl. I was like, why don't you just say I want a chicken bowl? Anyway, sorry.
Right.
Little things get on my nerves. But
oh, have you checked, Brian, have you checked, and Tina, have y'all checked out that Native American restaurant there in Colorado, in Denver? The one that we swung by?
Oh, no, I remember.
Which one?
Yeah, it was when you guys were on the way through to Nerdtacular. We were talking about getting together there, and it just didn't work out time-wise.
What was it?
On 32nd and Federal.
It was Man versus Food. That's all I remember.
They're not Federal, but 32nd and, like, Tennyson area.
Hold on. I don't know right now. It's called Tocobe. T-O-C-A-B-E.
What should we eat there?
We had a buffalo taco.
Yeah, and their taco is like a flat
fried bread
kind of thing. It's really good.
44th and Lowell. I was off a few blocks. It's funny. I did a search on Google, and the second thing comes up is Taco Bell.
And just a warning: it's hot as heck in the summertime.
Oh, that looks really good. I'm looking at the photos from the website.
Yeah, it's
Tokabe.
It was really good, and it, you know.
Yeah, there's stuffed rye bread. Yeah,
I wish we could have spent more time in Denver when we were
Denver
there.
It was amazing. It's like you get out, we gas up our car, you can smell weed in the air.
Serious?
Where? Really?
Well, it was the.
It was probably somebody.
It was the gas station we were at.
It was probably from somebody.
It was somebody's car.
I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, I smell weed.
Oh, well, that was a year ago. Wait till.
That's kind of a funny area too. I mean, it's kind of the up and coming, but still kind of I don't know. Not always the best.
It's questionable.
It is like our Bardstown Road.
Probably
is what I'm going to say.
Maybe
that's the way I think of it. Bardstown Road is one of three hipster areas here.
It's a little hipsterish, and there's some parts that are coming up. But anyway.
But so, yeah,
it's just some odds and ends. I want to hear Johnny.
All right. As we're wrapping up the show here, we have some birthday wishes we want to tell folks.
Do you have some birthday wishes? And I'm sad he's not here, but it is his birthday today.
It is.
So I understand why he's not here. But if he was here, we would have sang him happy birthday.
We would have.
Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast, his birthday is today.
Yep.
Yay! Happy birthday, Aaron. Daryl Shaler, who's in the Tadpool, his birthday is tomorrow.
Yep.
So maybe he'll give you all a song tomorrow for you to play for him. If not, you should play for him anyway. And then
that's not how you put a request in, Renee.
Sorry. Zoot. I have to go through the proper channels. Zoot's birthday. This is Zoot, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Zoot's birthday is on Thursday. I don't want to give out her real name.
She's from AIE. Or Curly. AIE. She goes by Curly also.
Curly, yeah. Her birthday is Thursday. Thursday. Happy birthday, Zoot. I know her as Zoot from way, 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 way back when.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
That's just from old school.
Yeah. So, Renee and I, we're actually going to be on Nerd Parents this Thursday.
Yep.
Yay.
So, Jay is a parent and I am a parent to be, so this should be an interesting episode.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, you're a step parent.
Yeah, right. I am a step parent.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. Well, I guess one of the reasons why I don't talk about it a lot is because I've been asked not to, you know, put them out there from their mother and stuff.
Yes, understand.
But I do have, you know, when I'm proud of Daniel and everything for doing well in school, especially this past quarter, I do talk about them. But I have three kids.
Right.
My oldest, she'll be 17 in April.
Right.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same age as Tristan?
Or is yeah, Tristan just turned 17.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know how to with teenagers.
Yeah.
My favorite thing with Tristan still is when he did parkour off the wall. I still talk about that.
We still have the whole.
I've actually
Awesome. Yeah,
I have supplies to.
I noticed you put
fix it.
You put those right. You put the plaster like right where I sit down because I think you're trying to hint that it's time to fix that, Brian.
Well, I thought that was Tristan's job.
It's
it
going
is.
To be. He's doing the. He's
but he
doing
doesn't
the lion's
doing.
Share of the work. But
yeah,
yeah somebody's got to supervise.
So. I still talk about that to people I don't even know. My friend's son did parkour off the wall. It was so hilarious.
And I will tell you this: when I told Renee what Tristan did that same day, she was like, this is why I hope we don't have boys.
Yeah, I did say that. I've heard so many like boys throwing remote straight at the flat screen TV.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. So sorry, talk about your other kids. Sorry, I totally interrupted.
No, you didn't. No,
I did.
And then Daniel turned he turns 99. I hate this part. He turns 15 in December. I can't believe is that right?
No, I think he's
yeah,
short.
99, 15.
Wow. Look at you.
So he's 14 now.
Yeah. And then Benjamin's 10. You know?
Your kids are getting older, babe.
You know, and I'm going to have two more.
You have two more on the way. And our kids are, I'm going to try not to talk about them every second of the day, but they're definitely going to be kind of out there because I live my life out there. So, you know, you all keep a good thing of privacy with your kids, so you are good examples. You don't tell everything that Tristan does and embarrass him to all get out, but
right, well, we know, yeah, exactly, because that is what you got to worry about. I mean, that's, you know, it's one thing for me to offer up all the details of my life and, you know, throw up during TMS and be completely transparent about it, but to throw that out for Tristan without quest, you know, without asking him permission to do so. Obviously, yeah.
Does
that would be
he
bad.
Even hear TMS, or does he?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't listen to anything that I do.
TMS is so funny. I think he would like it.
Well, he's young.
I guess
he's
that's young. His dad. Yeah, it's a little different when you hear your dad.
Yeah, why do we hear dad and his corny jokes for? He hears them all the time.
He hears them constantly anyway.
Yeah. I know.
His music style, his tastes are so different from mine.
Oh. And you know how. I know how the fan base can be and stuff like that. You know, what fan base friends or however you want to say it. I'm pretty sure they go up to Tristan and be like, yeah, or heard you like doing parkour in the basement. And I know, you know, basement. And I know he's like, man, I'm tired of everybody coming up to me talking about that damn parkour.
Oh, especially in our Tacular Port thing. He's probably going to get to share that.
You know what? Then we can sit there and say, you know what? Then don't do that. You know, don't do it.
That'll teach you to not do stuff like that anymore.
Exactly.
But that's awesome.
Well, cool. So, Brian and Tina, how can folks get a hold of you guys outside of here?
Best way to do it is to go to Coverville, coverville.com or twitter.com/Coverville. That's kind of the home base for me, and Tina gets things remotely through there.
Right.
And of course TMS on Monday through Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. We're working really close to get a fifth show a week. Very, very close.
Wow, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about, you know, it's just Patreon is an awesome.
Patreon is it Patreon really is. Or Patreon?
It's Patreon.
Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, but
good.
The people
don't listen to me.
The people who contribute are patrons.
don't listen to me.
Okay. I thought it was Patreon, but I just wanted
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
I love it. It's great.
It's totally amazing. And yeah.
It's like a Kickstarter, but
I can't remember. Yeah. I know we were Coverville citizens. Are we Coverville citizens?
No.
You guys
are
different Coverville citizens.
Yep, we were, but we're not now because
you're honorary Coverville citizens. We'll talk after.
Oh. We were, but we're
I can't remember. I was like, babe, did you pay the bill?
Well, the PayPal, the card got switched over. It expired. Okay. It's
No worries.
That killed the PayPal and their subscription things are just, it's destroyed me maintaining a good solid set of citizens. So it's not you, it's them.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, I'm glad that we can find you there, and I'm glad that I'll be able to keep talking to you all.
And I'm sorry I took so long to ask you guys on the show. I mean,
it's Jay's fault.
I know. I've been waiting here, and I'm like, I don't think they like me, Brian.
it really has been.
It's actually probably me, not you.
You are actually on the list.
Yeah.
Look at the list. You are on here.
And it's just, and that's Brian Dunaway. I've asked. And he said yes, and I just haven't gotten back.
You didn't want me to go down the list of people that we don't even have on
here.
Sure.
No. Barb's on there.
Barb is on here.
We had Barb on, didn't we?
No.
Yes, we did. I thought we did. Barb, we Joel, had you on.
Joel and Jocelyn. We haven't had them on.
Oh, yeah.
See? We need people. Wow. Last.
I'm horrible.
Yeah, I had the last guest we had on here was November. That's not right.
I still blame Jury because
that's true.
Yeah, he's been busy with the Adam show.
And they've been there, and they're having their new show, the Night Attack thing. So he's looking at that now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my NSFW shirt in solidarity.
I saw that. Yes. Last show for NSFW tonight.
Yep.
Man, we had Barb on.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember that. I think, I had Paul Fox on here twice. And and when I had him on.
He forgot.
I forgot. I was like,
you're the worst.
Like, I've been waiting so long to have you on. He's like, well, I was on last year. I'm like, really?
we are the worst.
Yeah, but. Anyway.
All right. Well, awesome. We're just so glad to have you all on here. And you all are some of our favorite people.
We're glad you invited us. Thank you guys so much. It's been a blast.
So great.
Definitely.
So if you want to reach ValentineCast by email, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com, and you can see previous show notes. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. We'll tweet there whenever shows are about to start. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
If you wanted to call us, you can do so at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCaoBoy. And Renee's Twitter feed is TheIceFlow. Chat room, thank you so much. We want to thank Gnome Wise over at Alpha Geek Radio for allowing us to live stream this. You can get over at mobile.alphageek.com. Doing some great things over there. Thank you so much. And we'll thank everybody for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.